Hi, welcome to The Sync Show. I'm Neha, and this is a show where I talk about all things artistic swimming. Today I will be joined by yet another special guest, my mom. My mom has been very involved in synchro since I started swimming. When I was about 5 or 6 years old, she suggested that I try out this sport that was, quote-unquote, like dancing in the water. Before I started swimming, I had done dance, gymnastics, and just normal swimming lessons, so these were all things I was into. As you all know, since then, I have not stopped swimming. In all 7 years that I've been swimming, my mom has been the one taking me to competitions, gelling my hair, doing my makeup, and sequining my suits, so she's quite into the sport. Now, without further ado, let's hear her perspective. I'm here now with my mom.
Hi.
Before we start with the questions, can you give us a quick rundown of who you are, like your job, the sports you did, and all of that?
Sure. My job is I'm a pharmacist for hospitals and I work remotely, so I work from home. In terms of the sports that I did growing up, my main sport was figure skating, but I also played tennis and did cross-country skiing and a few other things, but my main sport was figure skating. Yeah.
All right, now that we know who you are, let's get started. So the first question is, where did you first hear about synchro?
So actually, in my hometown, we had a synchro club. It's a small town, but a good friend of mine actually did synchro. So that's my first experience with synchro was growing up. But then locally, we came across synchro from one of the camps that one of the clubs was hosting over the summer for kids.
Cool. Did you know what synchro was before you had me try it? I mean, obviously, I can know the answer now, but...
Yeah, I had a general sense of what it was like, but not as much detail, of course, as I know now.
Why did you think I should start swimming?
Well, you liked swimming itself, and you were into dancing and gymnastics, and so just kind of putting them all together... we thought that might be a good option for you.
Cool. When you first had me try it, did you think I would keep swimming as long as I have?
Probably not. I mean, at that point we were jumping around between different activities, trying to figure out what you would really like. And we were hoping we'd land on something that you enjoyed. So it was a pleasant surprise to find that you liked it.
Out of 10, what would you rate my first water show?
Oh, your first ever water show was, from an entertainment value, it was 10. from a technical perspective, maybe an 8.
Right.
Because of the floaty that you had around your waist.
I was really talented. Do you think figure skating and synchro are similar? Why or why not?
They're definitely similar. They both have an artistic component to them, but are physically very demanding. The one main difference I would say is people probably understand more about figure skating than they do about synchro.
Yeah, it's also more popular.
Yeah.
No one's heard of synchro.
That's true.
Out of the years I've been swimming, what was your favorite, like including routine, like actual routine, the team, the competitions, and the different experiences?
I would say probably your second year of 10 and under when you had your, I can't remember the name of the song that you did your duet to.
Oh, Bloody, Sound and Sunshine.
Yeah, that was a fun routine and you and your partner were really cute, but good.
yes, fantastic.
Yeah, you know, just getting... Seeing your progression as well was good that year.
Do you ever wish I did a different sport?
At this level of training, probably not. It probably doesn't matter which sport you did, but you know, maybe it would be one that was more common and didn't have as many late nights and full year training.
So yes. What is the hardest thing for you about me doing synchro?
Yeah, the long nights, or the late nights.
Not gelling me, wow.
No.
I'm blinging my suit.
Yeah, okay, that's not fun either.
Okay, if I were to train outside of the city or the province, would you come with me?
I would definitely try and come. That's one of the advantages of me working from home, is I can work from anywhere. But obviously, commitments at home are also necessary. And giving you a little bit of space would be good too.
You don't say. What is your favorite thing about the sport itself?
I like the idea that there's an individual component to it, and as well as the team aspect. So you kind of get a bit of both worlds, at least at this level. I guess as you get older, there's less of the individual stuff. But yeah, that's what I like about it right now.
Okay. What is the best thing for you about me swimming?
Oh, I've met some great people. And watching you enjoy something and be passionate about it.
Oh my God, it's so cute. What is your favorite thing about being part of the sport?
Well, I guess same answers.
The people?
The people, yeah.
Okay. Out of all the competitions I've been to, which one is your favorite to be at and also your favorite to watch me compete at?
To actually be there, I would say the qualifiers last year, national qualifiers, because it was my first experience with that level of competition. And in terms of, well, I guess that would be watching you compete there as well. Yeah.
Okay. Last question. If there was one thing you could change about synchro, what would it be?
The gelling.
Must be horrible for you.
Or the suits. Maybe the blinging of suits.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. All right. So now we're going to do the same trivia that I did with my school friends. So I know my mom has listened to that episode, but I'm going to hope she doesn't remember the answers. So let's see how much she retained. So first question, what is the most important piece of equipment for synchro? That one's an easy one.
Nose clip.
Good. What are the events that create a championship score, but I need both answers?
They create a championship score? Mm-hmm. So for the younger levels, it's their figures score and their routine score. For older levels, it's...
Can she get it, folks?
Technical and execution?
What?
No. What's the answer?
Free and tech.
Oh, I see. There's two different... Oh, right. Okay, yes. Now I understand what you mean. Yeah.
Okay, this next question is false now. So I'll accept the old answer or the new answer. How do judges mark a routine? Like, what are the different components?
Okay, so the old system, it was difficulty, execution, and artistic impression.
Okay, I'll take that answer. But how much was each thing worth?
Oh, geez.
Like, what percentage?
Yeah. I'm thinking it was 30, 30, 40, but I don't remember which order it was. Execution is 40.
Nope.
No? Oh, geez. Okay, well, now I give up.
Execution's 30, difficulty is 30, and artistic impression is 40.
Oh, okay.
Okay, next question. What does FINA stand for?
Fédération Internationale Natation Artistique?
It's amateur.
Right.
Okay, last question. What Olympic Games first included synchro?
It was 1984.
Where was that?
LA.
Yeah. Wow. What did you get? You got 1, 2, 3. 3 out of 5 after 8 years almost.
And after listening to your
wow skills.
Can ask the same questions.
All right. That's all the questions I have for today. So do you have anything you want to say to the people listening?
Sure. Yeah. Synchro is a great sport. It's fun to watch. And from what I understand, it's fun to do.
And you should try it too. Okay. Thanks for being on today's episode. And thanks to everyone listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Make sure you're sending your feedback and episode ideas using the link in the description. And I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for having me.